News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that a specially formed committee out of the West Kingston Commission of Inquiry is close to recommending compensation for residents of Tivoli Gardens affected by state-inflicted violence in 2010. During the 2010 security operations to capture the fugitive Christopher Dudus Koke, more than 70 civilians were killed, others were detained, and several persons had their properties damaged or destroyed.
We have a duty to restore this community and other such communities because the investment in the infrastructure is here, and I know that 99.9% of the people here want to see a better community and a better life.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the opening of the Tivoli Gardens Restorative Justice Centre on Thursday. Approximately $40 million has been set aside to carry out major drain cleaning across Kingston and St. Andrew. The annual program started in May and seeks to reduce the flooding that usually occurs during the rainy periods. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Delroy Williams, says drains in Harbourview and Bull Bay, as well as along Spanish Town Road, have already been cleaned. Senator Williams adds that drains along the coastline spanning all divisions will be cleaned. He further notes that the program is maintained through the corporation's parochial revenue fund.
So basically, the funds become available, we clean and observe and ensure that the drains are kept clean, especially the ones that are critical, that are in flood-prone areas.
Senator Williams was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Delinquent motorists will be afforded the opportunity to pay outstanding fines on traffic tickets without incurring a penalty or interest. This through an amnesty scheduled to run from August 2 to October 31. The Road Traffic Temporary Ticket Amnesty Bill was passed in the House of Representatives earlier this week to facilitate the amnesty. The bill seeks to enhance revenue administration and collection and allow persons an opportunity to clear their driving record before the enactment of the new Road Traffic Act. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the amnesty will affect tickets issued from September 1, 2010 to July 31, 2017.
Presently, Mr. Speaker, the data shows that the outstanding traffic tickets in the courts total a sum of $2,283,841,900. Additionally, the records of the Inland Revenue Department shows that there is $565,925,300 in outstanding tickets as at December 31st, 2016. As such, this amnesty will seek to facilitate the collection of these monies for the public purse.
The National Security Minister will roll out a public education campaign to support the traffic ticket amnesty. And Minister of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport Olivia Grange says entry to this year's Emancipation Jubilee will be free of cost. The annual Emancipation Jubilee celebration, organized by the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, is set for July 31 at the Seville Heritage Park in St. Anne.
Here we are celebrating a culture that is distinctly ours, Jamaican, but influenced largely by what is distinctly African. A culture that survived the years of enslavement. A success that we owe to our ancestors who in their own relentless way ensured that what was culturally endemic to them remained intact in a society that was alien to them.
Minister Grange says though entrance is free of cost, tickets will be printed for crowd control purposes. The event, now in its 20th year, is being observed under the theme Jamaica 55, Make We Keep Jubilee Alive. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Accountant General's Department has relocated from Public Building West King Street to the Oceana Hotel Building, 2 to 4 Church Street, Kingston. Our business hours remain Monday to Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Accountant General's Department may still be contacted at 922-832-027, email info at treasury.gov.jm, website treasury.gov.jm, and via WhatsApp 818-6583. We apologize for any inconvenience our relocation may have caused. The Accountant General's Department, serves service with excellence touching the life of every Jamaican.